Well, one could not have selected a more appropriate gospel for the conclusion of a retreat for priests. The Lord is so good. I want to say before preaching on this gospel and also mentioning Our Lady of Fatima, whom we celebrate today, just what a joy it's been for me to spend this time with you on retreat. I've thoroughly enjoyed every minute that I've been able to spend with you personally at the table and discussing different things and being able to share some of the thoughts that the Lord has given me in the conferences. It's really been a joy to be with you. I've heard some of you have said some very nice things to me, and I want to say in all sincerity, I'm easily intimidated, especially by priests, but you're so unintimidating because you're so gentle and loving, and I really feel some of these things that I've been able to share about weakness and littleness, which are so important to me, just feel such a warm reception of those things from you, and so it's really it's been a great strength for me. And what I said at the beginning, too, I always ask for prayers. So you can blame yourselves if it doesn't go well and thank yourselves in your own prayers for anything good that's come through me. The Lord, in this beautiful passage from John 21, which is just rich in so many ways, gives us encouragement and gives us a challenge just to start from the last word and then to kind of work backward through the Lord's invitation, his command, follow me. From that command, of course, we think of the challenge of discipleship, being called to follow the Lord, but there's an intimacy that's there as well. If I can take up my own question from 2 days ago, how do I see God's love for me in this passage? Follow me. He wants us to be with him. He wants to spend every minute with us. He wants us to be close to him. It's such a warm and loving encouragement. And an encouragement, especially insofar as we know our weakness. We know that we need to be with him, especially after he gives these other commands. Feed my lambs, tend my sheep, feed my sheep. We continually face our own weaknesses, our limitations, as hard as we try, and we can count the numbers in the pews, or we can say how many people are showing up or aren't showing up, or, you know, there's lots of ways to say the field is ripe for the harvest, and yet we feel so overwhelmed by our own littleness and weakness to be able to do something about it. But the Lord says, follow me, be with me, I will lead you, I will be with you, I will help you. It's a real consolation to know that he knows our weakness. And that comes through in another way in this passage, in a way that Fulton Sheen characterized very well in his own dramatic fashion. And Pope Benedict also taught us in one of his Wednesday audiences as he was speaking about St. Peter. He took up this passage and analyzed the Greek for us. I'm a little dismayed. I read some scripture commentaries and they dismiss the distinction in the Greek. But I say, if it's good enough for Pope Benedict, it's good enough for me. And the distinction is in these words, do you love me? And in Greek, agape and philia, agape, that divine love, philia, which is that human friendship love, those words are used. Jesus asked Peter, agape, do you have this divine love for me? And Peter responds, Lord, you know that I have philia. You know that I have this human friendship for you. And so we see in that Peter's recognition of his own weakness. Now, there are further factors that intensify that. This all takes place at a charcoal fire. That word is only used twice in the whole New Testament. Anthracia. You can remember it because it sounds like anthrax. Anthracia is a charcoal fire. It's used there, and it's used at the point where Peter denied Jesus. The only two places it occurs in the New Testament. So there's an intentional connection. And of course, the threefold repetition that we know well, corresponding to the threefold repetition of Peter's sinfulness. But even before the threefold repetition, the charcoal fire is already there. And Peter, wanting to give the Lord his love, has finally come to a point that he can acknowledge his weakness. So bold and courageous earlier in his life, he now has to say, Lord, I only have this human love for you. I want to say that I'll die with you, but I tried that once already. I have this human love for you. But Jesus insists, Peter, do you have this divine love for me? Do you have agape? And Peter has to humbly say, again, shamefaced, Lord, I have this human love for you. And then at this point, Peter comes down to the level of Jesus. And he says, Peter, do you have this human love for me? And Peter says, Lord, you know everything. You know that I have a human love for you. And Jesus says, it's enough. He says that by saying, you have this human love for me, and I accept that. You will have a divine love for me. What you're only able to express now through a human love will become martyrdom. You will lay down everything for me. You will stretch out your hands, and the verb is intentional to mean this kind of stretching out more than this kind of stretching out. You will stretch out your hands, and they will take you where you do not want to go. He said this indicating the death by which you would glorify the Lord. So Jesus accepts our weakness. He knows our poverty, and he promises that he'll be with us. And if we look around at this passage from yet another angle, he tells Peter, feed my lambs, his little ones. Take care of his little ones. That's what he's entrusted to us as priests, his own little ones. And he says, follow me. I want to be with you always. That sounds like marriage to me. Take care of my children. Spend your life with me. And that's the kind of intimacy that the Lord calls us into, like the intimacy of a marriage, really deeply united with him all the time, taking care of his little ones. And he knows our weakness. He knows that we're not up to the task. And yet he calls us anyway, and he promises by his grace to sustain us. Our Lady of Fatima promised that her Immaculate Heart would triumph. And so, again, it's a little heart, her Immaculate Heart. It's a tender heart, a feminine heart, a heart of weakness, we might say. And yet, God intentionally puts that together with triumph, victory. And so, as we experience our human frailty, as we experience the weight of life and sickness and old age, as we experience the weight of ministry and our struggles and failures, at the same time, the Lord invites us to take hold of that victory today. The Immaculate Heart will triumph. A tender heart, a feminine heart, the heart of Our Lady, because that weakness of Our Lady is filled up, held up by the strength of our Lord, the Creator of heaven and earth. So I just invite you in a moment or two of silence, allow the Lord to ask you the same question. Do you love me? And hear again those sweet words said as a challenge and certainly as a task, but most of all as a consolation. Follow me.